T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are on the line with Jeff Pippard, who is the owner of Niagara Outdoors. And Jeff, you know, Lake Erie has not been frozen at all this year. And usually around this time, people who are driving along the Skyway, they see people physically ice fishing out there. Not the case this year because of the warmer weather. Do you think the warmer weather has had a significant impact on ice fishing overall in the region?
You know, in the most part, you'd say so, yes. But in reality, everybody finds fishing spots. We had enough cold weather that the smaller bodies of water have built ice.
So if ice fishing at Lake Erie isn't really an option, I guess, what do you think are some of the popular spots that people are going to?
You know, I'm right between Lake Ontario and Erie, right? Midsection, right in between it. And Lake Ontario, there's a lot of waterways. All the harbors in Lake Ontario have been fished from here to Rochester, past over up into Syracuse, north into Watertown. All those harbors are being fished, and they're being fished really, really well, especially this last quarter of the year. Usually it starts in December, goes into early December to late December. We can start getting some ice on some really good years. Then you go into January, February. By February, you can fish everywhere. Well, not the case this year. You know, it actually started out late into February. About 3 weeks ago, probably January into February, we just started making some great ice, holding ice in these small areas, and they're doing some great fishing. And that's all along Ontario. Then down into Erie, that seems to be the dead spot. Either wind is busting some of that up. Water temp in Erie usually is a little bit warmer, whether that causes the issue or it just didn't freeze. Who knows? Probably the wind more than anything, because it's a western wind and beating that shoreline. But those harbors never really gained any ice. Then you have all your inland lakes that are being fished. Silver, Cuba, you name it. There's a ton of them. I can go on for a while telling you all the spots. But there's been some great ice fishing, and the bait has been outstanding. Certified baits coming in, emerald minnows, you name it. Mousies, which we usually have a hard time getting the last couple of years, they're available. There's no problem with bait.
Yeah, when we were talking in the email the other day, you said that there was a bait impact 10 years ago. You know, there's lots of bait now. What was the issue 10 years ago? Do you mind kind of telling the story of what was going on with that?
Sure. You know, New York State went certified. So to get certified bait, we have to ship it in from different areas, Lake Champlain, over into Wisconsin, western part of Michigan. Those are clean areas, and they have to ship them in. So shipping those in causes the bait situation with the shipping. Do it before the beginning of the year, then you have to get it recertified for the end of the year going into January 1. Then you have the next year. So you split it in two different. So when that first started, it was really tough. Everybody had to get used to it. All the bait dealers had to change. And change is always rough on people, correct? So that made it tough on the bait shops, portraying what they had to sell, what they could sell, when they could sell it, and consistency. Then the consumer, not understanding any of that, started faltering. They had to find their own ways. You know, so they found their own ways to either catch the fish, then they had transportation corridor problems where they didn't know where they can transfer it. So that was the big hit back 10 years ago. That's all been stabilized. That was stabilized for most people. Our understanding, the last 2 or 3 years has been stabilized really well.
Awesome. Jeff, hey, I really appreciate your time. If you want, go ahead and plug Niagara Outdoors. Where are you guys located? What are your guys' hours?
Yeah, so we're located in North Tonawanda, just off Gretwick Park, over on the Niagara River, Upper Niagara River. If you want to contact me, my phone number is real simple. It's 695-LURE, L-U-R-E, or 695-5873. You can catch me on the web at niagaraoutdoors.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.